WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. Brian Wilson has his first album of new songs in 10 years. It's called Imagination. In his days with the Beach Boys, he came up with most of the harmonies. Now he sings all the parts as well. There's about 90 vocal tracks on the new CD, and Wilson sings every note on them. During the days of the Beach Boys' surf hits, many people wrote them off as kid stuff, but Wilson is now considered a great songwriter and one of the most influential producers in the history of rock and roll. He's also one of the music's most eccentric geniuses. He spent years as a recluse and has suffered from depression, nervous breakdowns, and other psychological demons. He's no longer involved with his controversial therapist, Eugene Landy. Wilson is remarried and has adopted two babies. Before we talk with him, let's hear a song from his new CD. This is Your Imagination.
Another car running fast, another song on the beat. I take a trip through the past when summer's way out of reach. Another walk in the park when I need something to do. And when I feel all alone, sometimes I think about you. Take my hand, smile and say, don't understand. To look in your eyes and see what you feel. And then realize that nothing's for real. Cause you know it's just your imagination. Running wild. Running, running, running. Your imagination. Running wild. Running, running, running. Running. Your imagination. Running wild.
Another bucket of sand. Brian Wilson, welcome back to Fresh Air. It's a great pleasure to have you here.
Hi, how are you?
This is your first CD of new songs in 10 years. Why now?
Well, because I was a little bit hurt because the first one didn't sell very well. So I kind of felt hurt about that, so I laid off for quite a long time. In the interim, I wrote a lot of songs with my friends. I have about 45 songs that I've written that we didn't put on the new album.
When you say that you were hurt that the other record didn't do so well, I mean, how exactly did it affect you?
Well, I expected it to be a very big album because it was a good album and it didn't sell very much at all. So I felt kind of hurt by that.
Now, on your new CD, you've recorded all the vocal parts yourself. You do all the voices on it.
Right.
What's your technique for doing that?
Well, the technique is many things. One technique is we do one track, and then we do it over again and again and again four times, the same track, reinforcing each note stronger and stronger. Yep.
So you're not singing harmony yet. You're singing the same note on each of these tracks.
Well, no, we sing harmony, but each note of the harmony has four on the same. You know what I mean?
Yeah, why is that? Just to make it kind of bigger?
Make it bigger and fatter and a nicer sounding, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it makes it sound almost like a whole curtain of voices, like a whole background of voices instead of just a couple of people singing harmony.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Now, do you always hear songs in harmony? As you're writing, do you hear harmony?
Sometimes I do, yes. Most of the time I don't. I usually hear the melody and the chords, but then the harmony of the voices comes later as I arrange it.
I want to play another track from the new CD, and this is a song called Happy Days. And I understand this is a song you started many years ago.
Yeah.
When did you start it?
In 1970. I wrote two verses, and we recorded it by the Beach Boys, and we shelved it, we junked it, because it wasn't appropriate music for us.
What was inappropriate about it?
Well, it just didn't sound right. It had the wrong kind of sound for the Beach Boys. It was too much of a departure.
Was it too sad?
Yeah, it was too sad. Yeah, it really was.
Would you recite one of the verses for us from the early part of the song that you thought was too sad for the Beach Boys?
I once was so far from life, no one could help me, not even my wife. That's sad lyrics.
Yeah, I once felt so far from life. You don't feel that way anymore?
No, and I feel much a part of life, yeah.
Why don't I play the song, and then we can talk about how you've produced it. And as our listeners will hear, it has an unusually discordant beginning. Here it is.
Dark days were
That's Happy Days from Brian Wilson's new CD, Imagination. The beginning is so discordant. It's such a different kind of sound for you, both in terms of the vocal harmonies and the music behind the voices. Tell me about why you wanted that sound on this.
I wanted it to sound like something I was going through.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted it to depict the mood of my life at that time. And then it did. It depicted it.
In the record, it almost sounds like there's a newscast or a radio broadcast mixed into the background.
That was meant to depict the confusion in my life. That was the confusion part of it.
So as if you're like you were picking up different signals that didn't belong?
Right, exactly.
Is that what you were feeling then, that you were hearing things that you shouldn't have been hearing?
Yeah, absolutely.
What kind of things were you hearing?
All voices in my head, auditory hallucinations, and stuff like that.
Did that interfere with your music?
No. I was able to isolate the music from the voices.
Tell me more about producing Happy Days and what else was in your thinking about how it should sound.
Well, I wanted it to sound mellow with a little bit of love, but not too much love. And I wanted to depict the mood of my life, you know, as my life got happier. The voices got happier.
How has your life changed in the past few years?
Well, it's changed quite dramatically with my new wife and my new babies. I have a whole new lease on life now. It's just wonderful.
I think you got married in 1995.
Yeah.
And you've adopted two children since then.
Right, right.
What's it like for you being a father the second time around? Your daughters are grown now and are famous in their own right. Yeah.
Right. Well, I wasn't a very good dad to my original daughters. I wasn't really a good dad to them. But I'm a lot closer to my new babies now than I ever was. It's like a brand new world, you know, has opened up.
Now, also, another thing that's changed in your life is that you're no longer in therapy with Eugene Landy.
Right.
And I'm wondering how that relationship ended up splitting up.
Well, he was forced to leave, you know, because he had controlled my life for like 9.5 years. And that was a long time to go.
His relationship with you is very controversial. Several people in your family thought that he was taking advantage of you financially and controlling you psychologically, and they even sued him because of that. So how has it changed your life to no longer be in therapy with him?
Well, it's made it a little bit easier for me, not quite as hard to live day by day, you know, day to day. But I miss him, you know, in some ways, too.
Mm-hmm. What do you miss about him?
His personality.
Are you still in any form of therapy now?
No. I have a doctor. I see a psychiatrist. Yeah, I do.
My guest is Brian Wilson. He has a new CD called Imagination. We'll talk more after a break. This is Fresh Air. Back with Brian Wilson. He has a new CD called Imagination. You're seen so differently now than you were when the Beach Boys got started. You know, in the 60s, I think a lot of people saw the Beach Boys as, you know, great performers, but, you know, they were a teenage act that sang about surfing. And now, of course, you're seen as one of the great geniuses of rock and roll, both as a songwriter, as a performer, and as a producer. And I'm wondering how that change in how you're seen has affected you and how you see yourself.
I see myself as primarily a singer, and after that maybe a producer and a writer, songwriter. But my main forte in life is singing, of course.
Now, why do you see yourself primarily as a singer? I mean, you've written so many great songs. And
I know, mm-hmm. I know, but I feel the need to sing more than I do anything else. You know, it's kind of like that.
So when you're not working on a new record, when you're not in the studio, are you still singing a lot?
Oh, yeah, I sing every day at the piano. I go to my piano at least once a day and sing.
Mm-hmm. And do you always sing your own songs? Do you ever sing songs by other people?
I sing all kinds of songs. I sing songs from Phil Spector, from myself, and other people.
What are some of the songs that you particularly love right now by other people that we might be surprised that you like?
Oh, I like Burt Bacharach, Walk On By.
Uh-huh.
I like Phil Spector, Walking in the Rain. Records like that, really cool records.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Did you feel like you learned things from Burt Bacharach's production, too?
Yeah, I did. I learned about chord changes and melodic thought, and Chuck Berry, of course, was probably the biggest influence on my melody writing.
The Beach Boys, without you being part of them, have managed to, you know, continue their career by singing their old songs. In performance, you never made yourself into an oldies act.
No.
And I'm wondering, you know, on the one hand, it's easy to do that, you know, to kind of get by on work you've already done, songs you've already written.
Yeah.
On the other hand, you always have new songs that are going through your head, new songs
right.
that you want to write and record. Do you ever wish that you were the kind of person who could be happy playing the old songs?
Yeah, all the time. I think about that all the time. I'm wondering why I can't be happy with those old songs. It's just a strange feeling. I mean, it's like a nostalgia thing, you know? It's just I need those old songs a lot. I really do.
You do need them?
Oh, yeah. I need to listen to them all the time.
Do you really? When you say listen to them, you mean play them at the piano or go back and play the records?
Go back and play the records. I mean, yeah.
But
I need that.
What is your current favorite of your old songs?
I like California Girls the most, I think. I'm partial to California Girls.
Why is that?
I don't know. I think the sound of the record, the way the record starts out, the choruses in the record, I thought were really good.
Why don't I give that a spin? But before I do, would you tell us a little bit about producing that record?
Yeah, I was 23 years old. And I went in the studio and I said, I'm going to cut a number one record. So before I went in the studio, I went to my piano and I said, I want to cut a shuffle beat, like the jump, ba-choo, 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 like that. And I kept working and working until I got a bop-a-doop-a-dop bass line. And then all of a sudden, the song just fell together, like magic. It fell together.
Did you write the lyric for it?
Mike Love and I did, yeah.
Uh-huh. And were you going through a period of girl watching, so to speak?
Not really going through a period. We've always been that way. Mike and I have always been girl watchers.
Uh-huh.
You know, so made it easy to write those lyrics.
Right. Okay, well, let's hear it. California Girls.
Well, East Coast girls are hip. I really dig those styles they wear. I wish they all could be girls.
That's the Beach Boys, and my guest is Brian Wilson. You had a chance to remix some of your old music for...
You mean with Pet Sounds?
With Pet Sounds, yeah, because there was a new CD box of that that included a remixed mono version, a new stereo mix, as well as outtakes. What was it like for you to rework old music of yours?
Was it like, it was like a big nostalgia trip, a sentimental trip that really took a lot out of me to go through that. It was probably the best album I ever produced. So I was very into it.
What were you going through in your life while you were producing Pet Sounds?
I was going through a happy time. It was just a very happy time in my life.
What was happy about it?
It was very, well, I was very happy about the Beach Boys' success. And I was very much in tune with the competitive aspect of life and the business. And just from there, I rambled on, you know.
What were the new techniques that you tried in the studio for Pet Sounds?
I tried to mix different instruments together to make a third sound, like an organ and a piano mixed together to make a third sound. I did a lot of mixing of instruments together. And I used echo very well.
Is there a track that you think is your favorite from the record?
Yeah, I like Caroline No the best.
Oh, that's a great song too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Before we hear it, I just have a couple of more questions. Pet Sounds was originally issued in mono, and you remixed it for stereo. For the recent box set, I believe you're deaf in one ear.
Yeah, right.
Can you hear? What's the difference for you when you're working in stereo or in mono in the studio?
Well, in stereo, I can't hear stereo
because
it takes two ears to hear stereo. So I mixed it in mono. That's the only way I know how to make music is mono. But then when I started mixing stereo records, I could mix them, but I couldn't get the benefit of hearing how they sound, you know, with two ears. I just have the one ear.
So how do you work now for new records? Do you mix them in mono and someone else does them in stereo, or?
No, I mix them in stereo now. I mix in stereo.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can hear, but I can't hear the exact way it is, you know.
Right.
I hear enough of stereo to be able to mix it stereo.
Do you end up turning down the sound on one speaker so you can isolate the other speaker?
Yeah, actually, yeah. It's all a case of mixed in the mix.
Okay. This is Caroline No from Pet Sounds.
Where did your long hair go? Where is the girl I used to know?
That's Caroline No from Pet Sounds. My guest is Brian Wilson. Let's go back to your new CD and hear another track from it. And I thought this time we could hear the ballad Cry. And I think this really has a sense, too, of what you were talking about before, about recording each part that you're going to sing four times to make it really thick. Is this a good track to illustrate that?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah, because it's like a very mellow, sad song, and the more voices, the better, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So how many different tracks would you estimate you laid down for this song?
Tracks, vocals, you mean? Or
yeah, vocal tracks.
About 20 vocal tracks.
Huh. And is it fun to do that? Does it get tedious after a while?
Oh, it's very tedious, of course. But after you're done, you go, wow, I did that. How could I do that?
Tell me about writing this song, and you wrote the words and music for this.
Yeah. It happened one day when my wife started crying. She was upset about something, and she was crying.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to the piano and started writing a song called Cry, because I couldn't deal with how hard she was crying. So I wrote this song called Cry. And it came very spontaneously and very naturally.
And what does she think of this song?
She loves it. It's her favorite song on the album.
Well, let's hear it. This is Cry. And Brian Wilson, I want to thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you very much.
She seems so fragile. I really should have cared. And that's in her cry.
Music from Brian Wilson's new CD, Imagination. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.